You're listening to Room 208 Podcast, November 18th, 2005. This week we have student news, word of the week, writing with Emily, math corner, and a book talk from Elizabeth. First up, student news.
Student news!
This week, we had a mini lesson on a diamond poem. A diamond poem is a poem that usually looks like a diamond when you're finished with it. A diamond poem is also called a diamante. This is how you write a diamond poem. The first line is a subject, a noun. Line 2 has two adjectives that describe the subject in line 1. Line 3 is three participles. A participle is a verb ending in ing. Line 4 has four nouns. The nouns have to be related to the subject in line 1. Line 5 has three more participles. Line 6 has two adjectives. And the last line, line 7, has the same word as the beginning of your poem. And that is how you write a diamond poem. We are having a lot of fun doing the diamond poem. We hope you have fun doing the diamond poem. This is an example of a diamond poem by Nate. Legos, happy, fun. Building, crashing. Block, plastic, square. Playing, getting, showing. Big, small, Legos. We hope you enjoyed that poem. And if you want to see more diamond poems, go see our blog.
Also this week in science, we are learning about birds and their different beaks. We did an awesome project. First in the project, we got assigned to different groups. In each group, we had pretend bird beaks based on that kind of bird. We had fake bird food. For example, gummy worms to represent worms, small marshmallows to represent insects, and big marshmallows to represent meat. Also, we used a nutcracker to crack nuts, just like the parrot. Also, we had foam plates stuck together with raisins inside. We pretended that the raisins were beetle grubs and the plates were the trees. Each of us took a nail and banged on the foam plates just like a woodpecker. We used green tea leaves for pond plants and insects. We put green tea leaves and water in a bowl. Then we fished them out like ducks. We did this project to learn about birds' specialized beaks. That's what we did in science this week.
Next in math, fourth, learn how to play decimal top. This is how you play. First, you need cards 1 through 9 and two pieces of paper. Write a 0 and leave any decimal point and leave room for the two cards on each paper. First, someone picks the top card, then puts it in tens or hundreds. Then, the other person does the same. Whoever gets the highest number wins. We played this to learn about decimal place values. While the fourths were learning about decimals, top it, the thirds were reviewing, measuring to the nearest quarter inch. The thirds also did an assessment measuring to the quarter inch. That is what we did this week in math.
Finally, this week we had music, 2 days in a row. The first time we went, we practiced for the winter concert. Our class got to practice with Mr. I's class, and we all sounded great. Some of the songs we will sing are Ode to Joy, Jingle Bell Dash, This Is My Country, and Mr. Grinch. And hopefully we will have that recorded this winter. On the second day, we practiced Ode to Joy on the keyboards, and that is what we did in music.
Hi, I'm Cassidy with the Word of the Week, and the Word of the Week this week is slang. I'm going to be asking some people what they think the word slang means. What do you think the word slang means?
I think the word slang means talking strangely.
I think the word slang means like somewhere in the world.
I think the word slang means playing with people around the world.
What do you think the word slang means?
I think the word means like you're talking like you're really mad at someone.
What the word slang really means is casual language. Here's the word slang in a sentence. My friend was using slang the other day. She said, "Dude, that was so cuckoo." My name's Cassidy, and that was the Word of the Week.
Hi, my name is Emily, and here is my second show, and the title of my show, again, is Emily's Writing Corner. Today's show is about the subject and predicate of a sentence. If you're wondering what subject and predicate means, well, you're going to find out in just a moment. Here is what subject means. A subject is a part of a sentence which is doing the action. Here is a sentence. Can you guess the subject of the sentence? The blue man baked cookies. If you guessed the blue man, you are right. If you didn't, try on the next sentence. Two purple men played a game together. If you guessed two purple men, you guessed right. They're the one doing the action. Next we have the predicate. This is the definition of predicate. A predicate is an action or a verb of the sentence. This is what the subject is doing or is. Can you guess the predicate of the sentence? Maria baked the cake yesterday. If you guessed baked the cake yesterday, you were right. If you didn't, then there is one more sentence to guess. Here it is. Maria baked to my birthday party. If you guessed bike to my birthday party, you were right. If you didn't, you need to work on predicate. If you like what I teach, then email me at room28podcast@gmail.com. My name's Emily. Thanks for listening, and see you next time on Emily's Writing Corner.
Elizabeth, and I'm doing a book talk about called Cat Wings by Ursula K. Le Guin. And I like this book because it's like, it is really, it has a lot of fantasy in it, and it could never really happen, but it can in your head. Well, I've read like a zillion times. There's many parts that you can can really enjoy. You can really enjoy some parts. Well, lots of parts. And you can really understand the characters. And, I mean, it's really, really good book. And then there's the other three. But if you're going to read them, you should read Catwings and then Catwings Return, Wonderful Alexander and the Catwings, and Jane on Her Own. And I'm going to read the very first paragraph. Mrs. Jane Tabby could not explain why all four of her children had wings. I suppose their father was a fly-by-night, said a neighbor and laughed unpleasantly, sneaking around the dumpster. Maybe they have wings because I dreamed before they were born that I could fly away from this neighborhood, said Mrs. Jane Tabby. Thelma, your face is dirty. Wash it. Roger, stop hitting James. Harriet, when you purr, close your eyes part way and kneel me with your front paws. Yes, that's the way. How is the milk this morning, children? It's very good, Mother. Thank you, he answered happily. And then there's one scary part. Let's see. Well, not scary, but it's kind of, you're worried about that character. Worried about James, which is one of the cats. And then in the next three books, it always explains that it still affects him, but it's still, but he's still a really good character. Any questions or comments? Sage?
Which book was your favorite?
I think I have two favorites, Catwings and Wonderful Alexander and the Catwings. Bailey?
What happened when you said that it was, kind of scary with James? What happened?
Well, you have to read the book. Haley?
Why'd you pick this book out of all of them?
Because if you read the others, you really have to read the first book because it explains what happens, and then Catwings Return explains it, explains the next two books, and you should really read them in order. But it's one of my favorites. Mark?
Why do you enjoy the series?
Because they are really full of fantasy, and I love fantasy. And I also like cats, but then I like birds. This is kind of like a combination of both. Mary?
Have you ever read a book that's similar to Catwings or Catwings Return or the last one after that?
Nope. I've never. Not really. But I think there should be a book called Puppy Wings.
And I'm Haley with Math Corner.
This week we are going to tell you how to play Broken Calculator.
This is what you need.
A calculator, two players,
and then start playing.
This is how you play.
First, pretend that one of the number keys is broken. For example,
you pretend that the 7 key is broken.
One partner says the problem.
The other partner figures out the problem without using the broken key.
The player's score from 5 rounds that you have played are totaled up, and whoever has the highest total wins.
Do you think anyone is going to play the games that we have talked to them about and how to play them?
I hope so. This game is really fun and challenging. Well, I'm Bailey.
And I'm Haley with Math Corner.
Wow, didn't you love that show? I did.
You can visit us at bobsprankle.com and send us your opinion at from208podcast@gmail.com. We're sorry you're not able to get a show up next week because it is a short week, but we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Some of the music provided today came from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at musicpodshow.com.